An icy year on the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett, in for Rebecca Williams. This winter's bitter cold has the ice-breaking crews of the U.S. Coast Guard working long hours. The Coast Guard cutter Morro Bay is one of 8 U.S. Coast Guard tugs working to keep ship traffic moving through the Great Lakes. It's got a reinforced hull that helps it break through the ice and other nifty features that help it with its specialized mission.
I'm Aiden Aldrich. I am a seaman. Work the decks, work the lines, steer the ship whenever we're underway.
Below Aldrich, you can see bubbles roiling the water right next to the hull of the ship.
It's the bubbler, and it superheats the air, and it shoots it out of little vents that are on the hull, and it creates a cushion of superheated air between the boat and the ice so that the ice doesn't stick. It allows it to just cut through, right through the ice.
Inside the Morro Bay, the crew is getting ready to get underway. They're headed down the Detroit River to Toledo, but first there's some maintenance to do.
Ratchet and Allen head.
The vibrations from slamming into ice day after day take a toll on these ships. On its last run, one of the pipes in the hydraulic steering system cracked, so the engineers are replacing it.
If you need an extension, I got a couple extensions over here too.
Kenny Pepper is the ship's captain. He says working on an ice cutter is like living inside a rock tumbler.
We've helped more than 27 vessels that have been stuck in the ice. It's been about 150 hours dedicated to those assists, not to mention all the others spent just doing preventative ice breaking.
A lot of captains say they haven't seen an ice season like this, or at least for 25 years.
That's Galen Witham. He's an operations specialist with the Coast Guard. He says the heavy ice started about a month early this year.
With the jet stream that dropped down bringing Arctic air, it really became what we call a fast-making ice season.
That was bad news for the Great Lakes shipping industry, which had a number of freighters stuck in the ice. But the ice cover could be good news for lake levels, which have been unusually low in recent years. It's a little complicated, though, so I called up an expert to help explain.
John Lenters, senior scientist at Limnotech.
Lenters wrote a report that just came out that looks at the interplay between ice cover, evaporation, and water temperature. He says ice cover is good in the winter months because it acts like a cap on the Great Lakes. That cuts down on evaporation, which means more water stays in the lakes. So far, so good, right?
The only problem with that argument is that to get to where we are already this year with all this high ice cover, you need a lot of evaporation prior to that.
Are you still with me? I actually had to have Lenters explain this a couple of times before I got it. So in order for there to be lots of ice on the lakes have to cool off, right? And when it cools off a lot, that means there's a lot of evaporation. So the fact that there is all that ice on the lakes suggests the lakes lost a lot of water to evaporation. And Lenter says there's evidence that did, in fact, happen.
And we know this from measurements that we have on an island out on Lake Superior. So this past year, we've actually had really high evaporation rates through today.
Lenter says that evaporation should be offset by reduced evaporation because of the ice cover. So lake levels should continue to rebound. Lenter says the wild card is precipitation, and there aren't great models for predicting that. That's the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett.